Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Samachei Amin Aleph. We're holding on Samach Dalam Abayis, three lines on the bottom. So again, we're continuing the discussion of the Machlaikas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, that when we have the two Seirim, so do you use the first Seir or do you use the second Seir? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the first Seir is Pasul, because Bali Chaim Nidachin, so we'll use the second Seir. According to Rav, no, Bali Chaim in a Nidachin, so the first one does not become Pasul. And in fact, Mitzvah Berishon, there's a Mitzvah to use the first one since it was designated first, and therefore Rav says to use the first one. What's going to be the halacha with the second one? What's the other one that's not being used? According to Rav, it's the second one. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's the first one. The halacha is, according to the Chachamim, they said that you let it graze until it develops a mum, at which point you sell it, and then you use the money to buy a nedava. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you can't do that because it has a din of a chata shemesa. The Chachamim said, no, it doesn't, because it's chatas tzibur, and there's no din of chata shemesa when it comes to a carbon tzibur. So says the Gemara, Tanat, we learned in the Mishnah that the Chachamim said, She'en chatas tzibur mesa, that the only reason why that this sayer, you could let it graze and then use the money to buy a nedava, is because it's a chatas tzibur, and there's no din of mesa when it comes to chatas tzibur. Mashma, had yachid ki agav na mesa. Mashma, had it been a carbon yachid, in this type of scenario, we would have said it that it does have a din of a chatas mesa. So now says the Gemara, Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan, it makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan, that which is the one that we let it graze, it's the first one. It's the first one that we let graze. So then it makes sense that had it had been a carbon yachid, it would have been considered a chata shemesa. Why? Because the Rabbi Abba Merav, like Rabbi Abba Merav said, the Amar Rabbi Abba Merav, that hakol ma'idim shem nischaper b'she'in avuda, that if let's say a person, he separates a carbon for his carbon chatas, and then he loses it, so he separates a new animal for his carbon, and then he finds the original one. So if everyone agrees that if he uses the second one, so then the first one has a din of v'chata shemesa. So then that's mamash like our Mishnah. So then avuda mesa, that everyone's masking that if you use the she'en avuda, if you use the second one, the one that didn't get lost, so then avuda mesa, the first one that was lost, it goes l'misa. So then our Mishnah is very understandable, that had this had been a carbon yachid, it would have gone l'misa. But El Rav, according to Rav, who says that, you know, it's the first one that gets used, and it's the second one that goes to Misa. So, and even more than that, according to Rav, Rashi points out, Rav holds that Bali Chaim in a Nidachin. So in our Mishnah, none of the Seirim have like a din that's even similar to Avuda. They're both completely usable. Have like Mafresh Dechatayus Achrayus. It's like comparable to a case of a person who's Mafresh, two animals for his carbon chatas, Va'am Rav Yishaya, Hifresh Dechatayus Achrayus. The halacha is that if you're Mafresh, two animals for your carbon, and Mischaper Ba'achas Mehem, and then you use obviously only one of them, Vashniya Tira, the second one you just let graze. It does not have a din of a chata shemesa. It's not considered a chata shenischaper ba'aleo. You just let it graze until it develops a mum, and then you can use the money, you sell it, and you can use the proceeds to buy a nedava. So according to Rav, how do you learn our Mishnah? It's mashma from our Mishnah, that had this had been a carbon yachid, so then everyone agrees that this is be'etzem considered a chata shemesa. Says the Gemara, Kevin Dama Rava, since Rava taught us that Rav Savar like Rabbi Yaisi Dama Mitzvah Verishain, that Rav holds like Rabbi Yaisi, who says that there's a mitzvah to dafka use the first sayer, so Meikara Kemafresh Libadami. So originally when you separated the second sayer, it's not like a second separating a second sayer Lachrayas, where both animals are equal. Here, you separate the second animal Libad, because there's a mitzvah Verishain, and therefore it goes Lemisa. It's considered like a Chatash and Says the Gemara Vayter. Tanai, we learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Tamas, that the animal, seemingly the same sawyer that the Rabbanan said about, that we let it graze until it develops a mum, Rabbi Yehuda says that no, it's considered a chata shemesa, and therefore you have to let it die. So now, Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan, da Amar Sheni Shabizog Risha Nireh, it makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan, who he says that it's the other sawyer in the first group that we let it graze, meaning it's the second group one that gets used. It's the first group one that we let it graze, and Rabbi Yehuda says that no, the one from the first group, you let it die. So now, which one are you going to use? Mischaper b'sheni shebezuk sheni. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll use the sawyer from the second group. Everything's fine. However, elul Rav damer sheni shebezuk sheni here. But according to Rav, who says that no, the Chachamim were saying that it's the second sawyer that you let it graze. So then, Rabbi Yehuda was saying that no, you let it die. Seemingly, he was talking about the second sawyer. So then, Rabbi Yehuda, b'man mikaper. So then, which sawyer are you going to use for Yom Kippur? You can't say you're going to use the first one, because we already showed before that even Rav holds that Rabbi Yehuda Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that Bali Chaim Nidachin, that you said that it's going to be, that the first one becomes Pasul. So you definitely can't use the first one. So if you said about the second one that it's Yamus, so then which one are you using? Says the Gemara, Misavris Rabbi Yehuda, Sheni Shabizuk Sheni Koy. Who says that Rabbi Yehuda was talking about the same Sayer as the Rabbanan? Rabbi Yehuda, Sheni Shabizuk Rishon Koy. He was talking about the first Sayer. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda was arguing on two fronts. First of all, he was saying that it does have a din of Chata Shemesa. And then he was saying also that you don't use the first Sayer, rather you use the second Sayer, because Bali Chayim Nidachim. Says the Gemara, V'ika dekam meisiv hachi. Some say that was actually a kasha the other way around. That the Mishnah says, V'oid amar av Yehuda nishpach adam yamas ha-mishtalech. Meis ha-mishtalech yishafich adam. That if the dam of the Sayer Lashem spills, so then we let the Sayer ha-mishtalech die. And if the Sayer ha-mishtalech dies, so then we spill out the dam. So bishlama l'rav. The Mishnah reads better l'fi rav. Because then reisha pligi b'chat ha-sibur v'seifa pligi b'bali chayim. Because then it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda was arguing the way we just explained on two fronts. In the Reisha, first of all, he was arguing, he said, Tamos, that no, that it does have a din of Chata Shemesa, and we say that's Tamos. And then in the Seifa, in the Va'id Amar Rabbi Yehuda was arguing, and he was saying that no, Bali Chaim Nidachin. Not like the Rabbanan said that Bali Chaim in a Nidachin. Bali Chaim Nidachin, and therefore you can't use the first one, you have to use the second one. If the Sayer Mishtalech dies, spill out the blood. If the blood spills, let the Sayer Mishtalech die, because you can't use the first one. El Rabbi Yochanan, my Va'id. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what was Rabbi Yehuda coming to add in the Va'id Amar Rabbi Yehuda? So says the Gemara Kasha, the Inachanami, the Mishnah is Mashma like Rav, which is really what the Gemara on Samach Daldam Abbeis already said from this Kasha, that the Mishnah is Mashma like Rav. Says the Gemara Vaiter, Va'id Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Adam Yamis HaMishtalech. So says the Gemara, Bishlama Nishpach Adam Yamis HaMishtalech. The first half of Rabbi Yehuda's din in the Seifa makes sense. That if the dam spills, so then we say that the Sayer HaMishtalech, you let it die. Why? Because the Katila is Avid Mitzvase. You haven't yet completed the mitzvah of the Sayer Lashem. So we're going to have to get a new Sayer Lashem. Now, in order to get a new Sayer Lashem, we have to get also a new Sayer HaMishtalech. So therefore, you let the first one die, and we'll get a new pair. Elamesa Mishtalech, but if the Sayer HaMishtalech dies, Amai Yishafich Adam. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that there's a din to spill out the dam of the Sayer Lashem? Ha'is Avile Mitzvase. Just don't replace the Sayer Lazazel. Why do you need to replace it? You already did the Gairo. The Gairo was the only thing that's Ma'akev. So you already did the Gairo, so there's nothing else that's Ma'akev. So why do you have to replace the Sayer Lazazel and now spill out the dam because we're going to have to get a new pair? Just don't do anything. Continue on with the Avaida, using the dam, and there won't be a Sayer Lazazel that year. Says the Gemara, Amri de Beir Bianai, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Yamad Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper, that there's a drush on Masa Yihi Hazakuk Lies Chai, for until when does the Sayer Lazazel have to remain alive? Achas Matan Damim Shachaverai. It has to remain alive until we complete the Hazois of the Sayer Lashem. So therefore, in this case, the Sayer Lazazel does need to be replaced, and that's why we say, spill out the Dama of the Sayer Lashem, and then we're going to get a new pair of Seirim. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah in Masech HaShkalim, that B'nei Ha'ir, Shashalku HaShikleim, V'gondvu O'yishavdu, let's say you have people who lived far away from Yerushalayim, so they sent their Machzah Shekel with a Shliach to go bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Shliach, while he was on his way to the Beis HaMikdash, he lost the Machzah Shekel, or it got stolen from him. So now, the Shliach is going to have to make a Shvuas HaShomrim. The Shaila is, who does he make the Shvuah to? Who's considered the Baal Din? Is the Baal Din considered the Bnei Ha'ir, or is it considered the Gizbar? So says the Mishnah, it depends. Im Nisrima Truma, if the Gizbar already separated the Truma from the Truma Salishka, he took the Machzah Shekel, and he put it into the three Kupais, so then Nishba and the Gizbarin. So then the Gizbar is considered the Baal Din, because when the Gizbar does that, he has in mind also the Shkalim that are on their way to Yerushalayim. And therefore, the Shkalim are already considered like in the Rishus of Hektish, and therefore the Gizbars are considered the Baal Din. So the Shliach makes a shvua to the Gizbar. Vimlav, however, if not, so then Nishban the Bnei Ha'ir. So then the Bnei Ha'ir are considered the Baalei Din, and the Shliach, the Shluchim, will make a shvua to the Bnei Ha'ir. And now that they make their shvua, so they're going to be pater, the Bnei Ha'ir still didn't give Machzah Shekel. So the halacha is Uvnei Ha'ir, Shekel Nacheirim Tachtein, so the Bnei Ha'ir will have to give a new Machzah Shekel in their place. What's going to be Nimsu Oishach Zirum HaGanavim? Let's say they then find the Machzah Shekel, or then the Ganavim then return the Machzah Shekel. So then the halacha is, now that they have both, Elu ve'elu Shkalim, they both are considered skalim. Ve'ein oilin lehen l'shana haba, but they can't say, oh, we'll use one of them for next year's machzor shekel. It doesn't work like that. They both are machzor shekel for this year. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Aylin Lehen L'Shana Haba. No, you could save one of them for the following year's Machza Shekel. My time under Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Rava, Rava explains, Kesavu Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Chayva is Shoshana Zu, meaning money that's separated for a Chayv of this year, Kreva is L'Shana Haba. You're able to use it for a Chayv for the following year. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll continue in the following year.